feel like now that you've been in college for a while that, you know, maybe players should look at schools on their own, for their own personal reasons, as opposed to like, hey, I just want to go to the hot school or the hometown school? Do you feel like all those guys made the, made the decision with thinking about their own situation as opposed to just doing what their teammates were doing?
Oh, I think I can't really say. I mean, some guys had their own reasons why they went. I don't think all of them just went because, you know, teammates were going. I think all of them had their own reason. Of course, the more reason was to play right away.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys got that opportunity, but some didn't. So, I mean, it's just the type of mindset you take in that aspect. I mean, when you're looking at a school, I think you should just think about just trying to graduate. I think, you know, that's the reason why I chose Nebraska, because I wanted to graduate, and they gave me that great opportunity to graduate. So that's what I really think guys should focus on.
When you were in Florida in high school, I mean, it wasn't just Miami. There's lots of kids from your part of the state who want to go to Florida State, or lots of kids who want to go to Florida. Did you see that same kind of thing going on with those other colleges? Like, you know, once one kid jumps on, then it's like all of a sudden a lot of his buddies and guys that he met through the high school scene, you know, also want to go to that school.
I think nowadays kids are recruiting other kids. You know, you got a friend who's a top recruit. I mean, I think after you meet a guy, you're going to want him to go to the same school as you. So yeah, I think that's really going on right now in college recruiting.
Yeah, I mean, kids didn't know each other until they were freshmen.
Right.
Back, you know, several years ago.
Yeah.
Now they all know each other through social media and things like that. So,
you know, you got the rivals.com and stuff like that to put kids out there nowadays, which is great. But, you know, it just, I think, kind of like, things also help out recruiting on those teams as well. You know, you got one star recruit and another star recruit. See one, that star recruit going to that school, you think like, oh, kids think like, oh, wow, why you think you chose that school? It must be great. So those kids want to check it out as well. So.
Sure. Okay. All right, thanks, Devontae.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck. Devontae, given what you guys have coming back on defense, how good can you be?
I mean, it's up in the air for us. I mean, we could be the best defense if we just put our mind to it. If we just continue working and keep doing what we've been doing, and everybody just buy in, and everybody just take care of what they got to take care of, I think we could be great.
What does it say about you guys when you have leadership returning basically on all three levels? Because you have Jared up front, yourself in linebacking core, and then a guy like Alfonso in the secondary.
I think it's great. You know, you got each guy worrying about their each position and worrying about the guys in their group. But I think we have other leaders than that. On offense, you got Brandon Kenny, you got Taylor Martinez is emerging. Off the line, you got Mike Caputo, you got Jamarcus Hardrick coming up, and you got a guy like Rex Burkhead, who's a leader by example and a vocal leader. And on defense, you know, not just Jared Kirk on defense line, you got Karen Meredith, Baker Steinkulu, and then on the backers, you got Will Compton and Sean Fisher, guys who already played in the defense and know what to expect. In the secondary, you got a guy like Austin Cassidy, who like the brains who get everything lined up.
With the end of the season, now you guys are going to be playing Iowa, and they announced today they had the name for the game, and they're going to have like a trophy for it.
Mm-hmm.
How much talk have you noticed, like on campus, like when you walk around, you hear students ask you a lot about that game, or fans coming up to you and bringing up the game a lot, or is it just something that's kind of, you know, it's out there, but.
I think I just know it's out there. No, not too many people talk about it right now. I mean, I haven't really got a chance to, you know, see other people. I just go from class to workouts. That's it. So I really have a chance to be more of a social guy. So, I mean, once we got here, we heard more about it than what we heard about it since we've been back at the school, back at campus.
What was kind of going through your mind when you first heard that Nebraska was going to be switching conferences and coming to the Big Ten now and being a part of this and having a schedule like you guys have this year?
Just first thing came out, you know, different challenges. I mean, but at the same time, we were still in conference. We were still playing in the Big 12. We still had games left in the Big 12, so it didn't really stick out to me then. But, like, in the off season and things like that, that's when it started, you know, clicking that, okay, we got to prepare ourselves for different opponents and get ready for different schemes that we're going to be thrown at us.
Do you embrace having that sort of gauntlet on your schedule, or you play a team like Wisconsin to start out, and then Ohio State, and then later in the season you play Penn State, Michigan, and Iowa?
Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be a great challenge that we're going to have to face this season. Another group of great opponents that we're going to have to face. So we just got to prepare ourselves for it and get ready for it.